You know, I'm not Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm about what's happening in American politics. I don't have a very positive message. I think there's a neo-McCarthyism at work in the United States right now, where the very small base of the right, supported by talk radio and the, you know, Rush Limbaughs and Glenn Becks of the world, are really involved in a massive campaign which tries to re-energize a notion of red baiting and people being socialist, and you know, and I'm very honest about this. I take it personally because you know, I came back from Italy, and I didn't know who Glenn Beck was. Does anybody know who this guy Glenn Beck is? You've seen him, whatever. Okay, so I was not, you know, I don't watch Fox News. I know y'all don't watch Fox News, but we've heard about it. So I come back, and you know, I get an email from a guy named John Anderson, who runs the Vancouver office of Acorn Canada, and he says, "You know, have you seen this Glenn Beck thing? You got to look at this." And I, you know, YouTube thing. Well, I'm not a big YouTuber yet, but I am on Facebook, so I'm getting, you know, hey, and you know, we tweet, but I don't know about that. So it's an 18-minute thing where he's following me in what he says are my travels around the world. So he's got gondolas from Venice in Italy. Well, I was in Sicily training community organizers on how to deal with the mafia who were squatting in housing projects that they were trying to get low-income people in. It was my first time in Italy. And let me tell you, I actually love Sicily, but I wouldn't know a gondola from a canoe, you know. But he's got me here in India, you know. And his whole cut line was that, you know, Wade Rathke is a dangerous man. And this guy was the founder of Acorn, and he is now loose in the world. And the problem with this is that it actually is true. I am a dangerous man. And the reason I'm a dangerous man is you've heard today. I actually know how to build organizations. So I'm not really dangerous for whatever I say here and for, you know, whatever jokes we tell. But I actually know how to build an organization, as we started in these questions. And to the degree any of you learned how to do that, or to the degree I keep practicing it and John and others keep doing it, this does represent a critical threat to the way politics and governments operate. And the right does understand that, but the left is not able to protect its own. So your left, once attacked in this new McCarthyism, and recently they took down a guy named Van Jones, who had worked in a small job in the White House and green jobs, and is, you know, a popular speaker and figure in the United States, an African American. And there's going to be a systematic level of attack at people, you know, because the White House is caving every time it happens. So the White House can't protect you, and yet there's not a progressive movement which is standing up to McCarthyism yet. So, long answer to a short question. My basic hope is that as the excesses of this tactic continue to play out, that you will see a progressive movement start to coalesce and be willing to stand together in a way it's not now. Right now, it's sort of Acorn's problem, or Van Jones's problem, or Wade Rathke's problem, and they're all grown, and good luck to them. They can handle themselves, and, you know, whatever. But until there's a feeling that an injury to one is an injury to all, we're not going to be able to push back and reassert where we belong in politics in the U.S. And if that doesn't happen, the kind of change that we have a right to expect and deserve is not going to happen in the U.S. And that's, I wish I had a more positive response.